Hello, I'm Charles Coves, Australasia's passion provocateur. Welcome to this week's episode of The Charles Coves Show. The big idea this week is answering this question: who are you? Why is the answer to this question such a crucial factor in your success in life? This show is predicated on the formula SA plus P equals S. Self-awareness plus passion equals success. Your self-awareness together with your passion will give you your success. Since 1993, when I left my legal career, and a very successful legal career, I have spent the past 27 years provoking audiences as Australasia's passion provocateur to discover and pursue passion. As a provocateur, people sometimes say, what is a passion provocateur? I say I'm like a mental laxative. I unblock constipated thinking. So if you have any constipated thinking, I'm your laxative. Now, this topic of who are you ties into this question of you at a cocktail party prior to lockdowns. Remember, you used to go to those and someone would say, oh, what do you do? Who are you? But really, they ask you the question, what do you do? And you answer the question with your occupation. I used to say, I'm a lawyer. Time for a spot of humor in these lockdown times. Here's some occupational descriptions that might tickle your fancy. An accountant is someone who knows the cost of everything and the value of nothing. An auditor is someone who arrives after the battle and bayonets the wounded. A banker is someone who lends you an umbrella when the sun is shining and wants it back as soon as it starts raining. An economist is someone who will tell you tomorrow why what he predicted yesterday didn't happen today. I've got some more for you later on, but think about those. And I've got to be careful on the economist jokes because my son Timothy is an economist. So, you know, I love some economists. Anyway, I hope they gave you a bit of a laugh and a smile and more to come a bit later. This show is also guided by Socrates' famous principle, the unexamined life is not worth living. You can see I'm wearing my red jacket, passion the colour of red. When you see anything red, think passion and let it be a reminder to you of this show, of what you learn each week on this show, and also to remind you to keep working on discovering your passion and finding the resources to be able to pursue your passion. I explore one idea on this show because I don't want to bombard you with too many. We figure that if you get one idea a week for 52 weeks, that's 52 ideas. Each one of these ideas is capable of changing your experience of life for the better. If a particular idea is not of value to you, that's okay. There's lots of other ideas, lots of other comments or thoughts that may arise as you watch the show. So I don't know whether a particular idea is good for you. You have to be the judge of that. What I do know is every one of these ideas I share with you can be life-changing. I also share with you in this show some practical tips, books, quotes, resources that will help you in pursuing this one idea. This show is not politically correct, so I'm speaking my truth. I'm speaking what I consider to be true. I'm sharing with you over 50 plus years of business experience and more than 60 years of life experience. I have 5 children. So I've also had some experience in raising children. In fact, it's an interesting question as to how many men have 5 or more children in Australia. I'll do some statistics on that. I'll let you know in a subsequent show. I definitely subscribe, and this show subscribes to the view that we have a spiritual element to our existence, a human spirit, a powerful human spirit, and passion comes from your spirit. So, of course, I subscribe to that view. But I am also of the view that this life that we're living is not the entirety of this thing called life. So, another week is gone. This, believe it or not, is episode 20, as you will see from the show notes. Episode 20, wow. I read a piece this week that said, many podcasts start and the vast majority of them end after 7 shows. Well, we've reached 20, and my promise to you is there's no way this is stopping. Like, I've been a passion provocateur for 27 years. I have no intent of stopping, and I intend to be around for a long, long time. So stick around. I'm sure you'll have plenty of opportunities for getting one big idea a week. The week that has just been has indeed been a disaster in Victoria. Why? Because 7 days ago, in fact, the night of the posting of episode 19, our Premier, Daniel Andrews, who I think is the worst Premier in Victorian history, the whole history of this state that, in fact, was founded as a colony in the mid-19th century, the worst Premier ever. He announced a state of disaster. Not only did we have a state of emergency, but a state of disaster. So we now have a curfew in this state, in the city of Greater Melbourne, where after 8 p.m. and before 5 a.m., you can't leave your house except in pretty small circumstances. Plus, there's other curfews that limit people to essential services. This is an outrage. Now, am I outraged? Yes, I am outraged because it's a taking away of democracy. It is the imposition of totalitarianism. In fact, Daniel Andrews on Sunday night, he said, I have decided we need a state of disaster. Not even we, the government. This man is a megalomaniac, a dictator, a totalitarian leader, and he has put ministers in place who don't have the capacity to push back against him. They are inadequate ministers. And so we have a real problem in this state. Just like in America, there are 50 states with governors. Some are good, some are bad. However, I have enjoyed the week. I'm not saying that I haven't enjoyed the week because it's forcing new thoughts. It's forcing new behaviors. Of course, I'm training every day and Julie is training every day and we're having a wonderful time together. The traffic is fantastic. Like Melbourne's traffic is such a dream. But the price that we are going to pay in deaths of despair is enormous. It's far, far greater than people dying from coronavirus. And then we're also being sold lies in the mass media in Victoria and Australia that people die with coronavirus, quite a different issue to dying from coronavirus. So in all of that, I promise you, I have enjoyed my week. Despite this disastrous state that we're in with a disastrous premier, I have enjoyed it. So I hope you have. I hope you took last week's message wishing you a great week, that you did have a great week, because I had a great week. Now, for today's big idea, but before I do, I want to bring to your attention our two websites, covest.com, which is for corporate programs, online corporate programs, for public programs, for subscribing to Passion Points to Ponder, that's covest.com, and then charlescovest.com is for executive coaching and for the details of the Self-Awareness and Passion Quest, a monthly program where you invest to come on a journey. The Quest at charlescovest.com is specifically designed for C-suite executives, lawyers, dentists, accountants. Others can participate, but that's my prime focus on attracting people into small groups of 12 to go on a quest, to go on the quest that is going to create a whole new life for you. At covest.com, you can subscribe to Passion Points to Ponder. You can invest in our books, Passionate People Produce, or my book, Passionate People Produce, and my second book, Passionate Performance. So, today's big idea. Who are you? I want you to ask the question, who am I? What do you say to yourself secretly when somebody asks you the question, who are you? How do you describe yourself to others? Are you a leader or a follower? Are you a big thinker or a small thinker? Are you a thought leader or a thought follower? Are you courageous or fearful? Are you smart or not smart? Are you intelligent? Are you not intelligent? Are you trapped in your comfort zone? Are you willing to get out of your comfort zone? Are you willing to question majority opinions? Talking about majority opinions, I can't believe that 57% of people surveyed think that our Premier is doing an okay job. I simply cannot believe that. There are some things I can believe, some things I can't. Like I believe in Santa Claus, but I can't believe 57% of Victorians think this way. Are you capable of achieving your dreams? What are your dreams? Are you aware of what your true dreams are? Are you squashing your dreams? Are you squashing your passion because deep down you don't believe you're capable of achieving your dreams? You and I are trapped by what we see as our identity. You are trapped by your identity, and that is why the answer to the question of who am I is such a crucial factor in your success. You see, my definition of success, which I'll explore in a subsequent episode, is that success is the progressive realization of a worthy ideal. But if, when you answer the question, I'm not worthy, then you won't even pursue a worthy ideal. We have a deep psychological need to act consistently with our identity. I hope I inspire you to start to question, gosh, actually, who am I? And who in my heart of hearts do I feel that I am? Because I assure you that you are a success. The sperm that made you beat millions of other sperm. When you were born, when you were born and you came into this world, when you were 2 years of age, you had this amazing sense of capability of, I can do that. I want to have a go. I can do that. However, you have also been raised by a family that then started to say to you, Charles, you can't do that. Julie, you can't do that. You are not made for that. My father, well-meaning, very wise man, he said when I was young, when I wanted to be a lawyer, he said, you can't do that because you're a child of migrants and being a lawyer in Australia broadly is a WASP activity, WASP, a white Anglo-Saxon Protestant activity. That's what he thought at the time. When elders tell you can't do something, do you listen to them? Are they impacting on you? Are they preventing you from pursuing your dreams? Have they so influenced your way of thinking that you have lost sight of, gosh, who is the real me? Who is the God-created, universe-created, powerful being that is the life force within inside you? This identity, if it's not what you want it to be, so that you're living your life of dreams, there's two elements to this. If it's not, well, what might it be? Well, that's part of the self-awareness question. Who are you actually? But this identity that you have fallen into having, you can recraft. You can re-sculpture. And it's starting to think about these questions and more questions that I've asked you. It's reading my book, Passionate People Produce, that gives you a whole string of questions to ask. Gosh, as I write the answers, and I suggest that you write this longhand, you get insights, you get remembrances, you remember who you deeply, truly are. As you start to think about, and then I urge you to write out your identity. This identity can be half a page, a whole page long of the elements of your identity. And you put into that the parts of your life of which you are proud, the parts of your life where what you achieved gave you a hint of the greatness that lies within. Tony Robbins says, it's his flagship program, Unleash the Power Within. You can unleash this power within, but if your identity prevents it, if your imposed identity prevents it, then you won't be able to unleash it. So just like training for a marathon, redesigning your identity requires work. And what I urge you to do, because it's such a crucial factor in your success, because you won't act outside your current identity, you start to do the work to craft this identity. And within a year, you can be a whole new person. You can be the real you, not some fake you that is fearful, that is driven by majority opinion, that is a sheeple rather than a true, free human spirit to live life, free of other people's opinions to which they're entitled. But you too are entitled to live your life according to your own principles, according to your identity. So I hope that provokes some thoughts within you. So the song of the week that leads to, of course, is from Les Miserables, that wonderful show that I've seen many times, that brings tears to my eyes almost every time I watch it. What song do you think I'm thinking about? I bet you know. It's called Who Am I? And it's when Jean Valjean is singing where somebody might become the scapegoat for his crime in the past. I urge you to listen to this song. Feel the question in the song. He says, who am I? Can I condemn this man to slavery? Pretend I do not see his agony. This innocent who bears my face, who goes to judgment in my place. Who am I? Can I conceal myself forevermore? There's a question. Are you concealing the real you from the universe, from other people around you, from your family members? Are you concealing the real you? Pretend I'm not the man I was before. And must my name until I die be no more than an alibi? Must I lie? Are you lying to yourself? How can I ever face my fellow men? How can I ever face myself again? My soul belongs to God, I know. I made that bargain long ago. He gave me hope when hope was gone. He gave me strength to journey on. So at this moment, think about who in life has given you hope in the past? Who has given you strength in the past? And the last couple of lines in the song, who am I? Who am I? I'm Jean Valjean. Well, who are you? It's a powerful song. This week's quote from Epictetus, Greek philosopher. Actually, Epictetus, yes, Greek. Well, he wrote on philosophy. Here's the quote. If a person gave away your body to some passerby, you'd be furious. Yet, you hand over your mind to anyone who comes along so they may abuse you, leaving it disturbed and troubled. Have you no shame in that? Yet you hand over your mind to anyone who comes along so they may abuse you, leaving it disturbed and troubled. The point about your identity is when someone comes along and says something to you and says, you look bad. Oh, I feel bad. Oh, you look good. I feel good. How can you let your feelings relate to what other people think without a strong identity? That's what happens. The book of the week is by Brad Blanton called Radical Honesty. Radical Honesty. Brilliant book. Brad Blanton, I read it many years ago, and this idea of being radically honest in your relationships. But here's where I really want you to read this book and think about it in terms of radical honesty. Are you being radically honest with who you truly are? Is the act of who you are that the world sees radically honest with inside you who you are? Radical honesty is very liberating. And remember, liberty gives you freedom. Are you the act, or are we going to see the real you? Now, let's see some more real yous. Let's go back to some of these occupational descriptions. A statistician is someone who's good with numbers but lacks the personality to be an accountant. An actuary is someone who brings a fake bomb on a plane because that decreases the chances that there'll be another bomb on the plane. A diplomat is someone who tells you to go to hell in such a way that you're looking forward to the journey. A lawyer is a person who prepares a 10,000-word document and calls it a brief. And a priest, here we are with all the stuff around Catholic priest. I was raised a Catholic. I consider myself a Christian. A priest, someone addressed as father by almost everybody except his children who call him uncle. That's a bit naughty, isn't it? Anyway, I hope you like those occupational descriptions that tie into this idea of who are you. My health tip this week, write out a physical description of what your healthy you is. What is your health identity? And my spiritual tip is along the same lines. What is your spiritual identity? So this is a subset of your identity, but think about the spiritual elements of your life, because I've talked in other episodes about the 10 Fs, family, friends, the 10 Fs that are the foundation of our spiritual lives. What is your spiritual identity? So think about how this week's big idea can make a difference to your life, because I promise you it can. I hope this episode is provoking you and inspiring you to take this next step in your development. And remember, from every episode of this show, as you get better, take one step along the road to your learning and growth and development, your ability to solve problems will increase. You will solve your problems. And remember, as you solve your problems, as you learned from one of the earlier episodes, your reward for solving problems is bigger problems. Isn't that exciting? So you stop beating yourself up about having problems, because I promise you, you've got problems. I've got problems. Julie's got problems. My five children have problems. Wonderful. If you've got problems, it means you're alive. And the bigger the problems you have is simply evidence of your amazing capacity and capability. Embrace that. I again invite you to visit our websites, coves.com, charlescoves.com, subscribe to Passion Points to Ponder, buy the books that you can there, buy the programs that are available. Send me an email if you want to discuss any of these programs for your teams. I think teams today need online coaches for the whole team. I'm happy to do that with you. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and the YouTube channel. Please share these with your friends if you think it will help them. I assure you it will help them. Let's get this message out there, because the more people who are passionate, who are self-aware, who are leading successful lives, inspire those around them. You can inspire those around you. And each one of us that lives life in this way liberates others to live that way. Thanks for being with us. In the coming week, I hope you have a fun-filled, challenging, passion-filled, inspiring, learning week that helps you when you wake up every morning to do the same thing that I do when I wake up in the morning, and that is to be grateful that I'm alive, grateful that I have this gift of life, and grateful that this gift of life enables us to make our contribution, our unique contribution, to the planet that we are creating. Have a great week.